Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the 29th audio file in the audio cast series known as the Q News Patriot. I am the Q News Patriot. My name is S. Gianon. It is wonderful to be back with you. So much has happened in just a few short days. We have now visual evidence from Elon Musk surfacing regarding Twitter's collusion, both in election suppression, but also just the suppression of information everywhere. We are beginning to see the mainstream media report the activities of Turkey, which I have been admonishing you all of, going on about 10 days now, maybe not quite 2 weeks. Amazing things are happening. This is a remarkable and unprecedented time to be alive. I just checked Truth Social a few moments ago, and President Trump put out unprecedented, let me see here, let me read what he actually said. Unprecedented fraud requires unprecedented cure. These are enormous ratchets in rhetoric up from the lawful commander-in-chief of the United States military. The American population is being shown on full display and at breakneck speed that financial corruption, business corruption, election corruption, healthcare corruption, and more are all intertwined together. The big tech Silicon Valley conglomerates are sort of cornerstones in that web of control. And we have begun destroying that publicly now. The Twitter files dropped from Mr. Taibbi yesterday are nothing short of mind-boggling for many of the normies and the sleepers out there. Although Anons knew what was going on, and we've always known that this level of corruption, backdoor dealing, the complicity of the United States government in subverting the rights, the constitutional rights of our citizenry and citizens all around the world of other countries, we've known this for a long time. But this process is, of course, to wake a significant amount of these sleepers up organically. It provides them something to chew on. The message yesterday delivered by a journalist who is no friend of Donald J. Trump. I can assure you that the Twitter files yesterday were targeted primarily at that demographic of sleepers that are center-left or left progressives in the United States, just shy of the very woke communists from academia, individuals who are very much into systems such as universal basic income, things of that nature. Not that there's anything inherently wrong with that. The systems that we've been taught all of our lives and the restrictions and limitations and possibilities of those systems are all false. They are, our understandings are entirely incomplete across the span of the political spectrum here in the United States. But this targets that demographic of individuals who are not naturally, diehard patriots to the bone. They're not naturally or not normally enormous fans of the United States military. A significant percentage of them are not veterans. They don't have that sort of bent on things. And so we have to bring them into the fold as well, or this entire operation is all for naught. At the end of this, we want to have all of the demographics out there and all of the political spectrums out there united to the greatest degree possible and separated from the cabal deep state assets, controlled assets, if you will, that we have that we're dealing with on both sides and traitors at all levels. Remember that COVID will bring down the house, but we still have election crime, election treason that goes all the way down to the local community level. And that has not yet come home to roost, so to speak, with the individuals involved in those crimes. So I know that's quite a little lead-in here to our file today. We've got quite a bit we're going to talk about. One of the first things we're going to talk about, though, is the commander-in-chief and a very important comm that he gave. I was originally going to decode a separate truth given from Donald J. Trump yesterday, but I found one on the profile today, a short video clip. It's actually a 35-second video clip. I'm going to show this to you on my screen today. just because it is very important to understand how we interpret these things and to sort of read between the lines. Here we are on Real Donald Trump's Truth Social account. I pulled up a specific post. It's a post that the commander-in-chief put up approximately midnight, December the 2nd into December the 3rd. Was at 12:07 a.m. Eastern Date Time. Now, this short video is a 35-second clip of President Trump essentially having it out with Leslie from, I believe it was NBC News. And a great deal of us remember the spin that was put on the Hunter Biden laptop. It can't be verified, et cetera, et cetera. And this post was clearly, obviously, a direct response to the Twitter files that were dropped by Elon Musk and Mr. Taibbi on Twitter yesterday. And so I went through and I watched this video. As you can see, it's 35 seconds long. Timestamps, video length, very important hidden messages in plain sight, if you will. They guide us to the map. We're told that the news unlocks the map. This is a good example of how that is a sort of a multi-angular, multi-dimensional statement. This is a meeting the president had with the news going into the election cycle of 2020 or going through the election cycle of 2020. And so I came over here to the cue boards and immediately found drop 35 seconds based on the video length. POTUS will be well insulated, protected on AF1 abroad, specific locations classified while these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment. It is time to take back our country and make America great again. Let us salute and pray for the brave men and women in uniform who will undertake this assignment to bring forth peace, unity, and return power to the people. It is our hope that the message reaches enough people to make a meaningful impact. We cannot yet telegraph this message through normal methods for reasons I'm sure everyone here can understand. Follow the questions from the previous threads and remain calm. The primary targets are within DC and remain at the top on both sides. The spillover in the streets will be quickly shut down. Look for more false flags. Stay alert, be vigilant, and above all, please pray. And then we have a Bible verse: For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Love is patient, love is kind. God bless my fellow Americans, 41020 or DJT. So we have Donald Trump pointing us to an extremely important cue post. We are being told that the time to take back our country is rapidly approaching. We are essentially right there. We've been there now for a number of weeks, sort of bringing all of this to a head. The rhetoric, the ratchet up is quite a bit more intense than it's been in recent weeks and months. I have to say, I'm very, very excited for how this decode has worked out. If we go back to President Trump's Truth Social profile, let's go down here. We just read in that drop, about taking our country back. So, with the revelation of massive and widespread fraud and deception and working closely with big tech companies, the DNC, and the Democrat Party, do you throw the presidential election results of 2020 out and declare the rightful winner, or do you have a new election? A massive fraud of this type and magnitude, and here's where it gets really interesting, Anons, because this is what he did, allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections. Now, if we scroll down here to another post, I'm glad that everyone is now seeing the light on what I have been saying loud and clear for the last 2 years, that the 2020 presidential election was rigged and stolen by a combination of Democrats, big tech, law enforcement, and other bad actors. Sadly, we have become a corrupt country, perhaps one of the most corrupt anywhere in the world. We must right this horrible wrong and take our country back. Now, that's interesting. over here in this very drop. Try to find it in the drop. It is time to take our country and make America great again. Take back our country and make America great again. Sorry, my screen is being fuzzy on this end. So, these are extremely important decoded messages that all of the patriots out there really need to be familiar with and understand how to read between these lines. It provides us knowledge, it provides us a direction, it provides us an idea of how things are progressing, what stage we're at. Irrespective of, other people that get on broadcasts or even myself getting on a broadcast here, we're being told by individuals at the very top a vague idea of what's going on so that we can be at least partially awake through this entire process and prevent that levee of public opinion and public sentiment from becoming an uncontrollable, chaotic wave when these sorts of operations commence publicly. So here we have President Trump essentially pointing us to a cue drop that President Trump signed, reminding us that as we go through this process of taking our country back, he will be well insulated. The nature of the entrenchment is deep, top of government on both sides, and to be vigilant, stay alert, pray, and understand that this is a spiritual, battle, and it's going to be coming to a very public head very soon. We'll come back to that screen sharing in just a moment. Regarding events around the world, I've been telling you all now for a little while that the Brazilian military did not relinquish its authority and command and control to the new government. As a matter of fact, the Brazilian military has taken steps behind the scenes, and those steps are now becoming public to right the fraud, to protect the constitution and the people of Brazil. The Brazilian people are acutely awake. They are very, very aware of corruption in their governmental structures. South America is sort of known for corrupt regimes, these cabalist, lawless regimes being able to do essentially whatever they want. And so South American patriots that pay close attention within their countries and within their continent, they understand that these sorts of things are not only very real, not simply science fiction, but that they can happen at a moment's notice. And essentially, the cabal could not fool the Brazilian people, not even for a moment. So, we've seen the military holding meetings. We've seen Bolsonaro promoting generals within the Brazilian military. And we have the Gateway Pundit reporting that the Brazilian military is preparing itself for a form of limited martial law where the traitors in their society will be rooted out, and where we will probably have an enormous evidence dump out into the open source internet for the world to see. Unlikely, of course, to be covered by the treasonous MSM, but nonetheless, we should see an evidence dump of how they did it, what they did it, and my expectation is that it will look very close, very similar to what happened in the United States and what has been happening in other countries like Venezuela for a very long time. On that particular topic, because the Brazilian military is stepping into gear quite quickly as a result of mass public opinion in that country, Israeli intelligence and Mossad assets have deployed themselves secretly to Brazilian cities, and they are planting false flags. It's my understanding that these assets are being monitored, and that part of this limited martial law will be to identify these assets and remove them. There's sort of a very intimate relationship going back through the decades between these deep state, deep intel agencies and the South American continent. We know that the Nazi Party, many of the Nazis from Germany in World War II, escaped to the South American continent and lived long and happy lives. They fathered progeny. They furthered the agenda of the New World Order. They assisted in the infiltration of institutions all around the world. They did so from a place of relative undisturbing, undisturbed living. It's important to note that a great deal of this battle, a great deal of this war, is righting the wrongs of history. And to right the wrongs of history, we have to get every last one of these individuals, and that includes incontinence and countries and things like that that the American public may not be quite as present with, quite as up to speed with. Now, this is a worldwide coordinated military operation to drain the swamp everywhere. The United States, while one of those shining cities on a hill and obviously a very large military superpower, the United States is simply one piece on the board. We have an enormous, multidimensional, I hate to use the word chess, but it is a very good metaphor. It's a multidimensional game of strategy back and forth. And we are allowing the other side, the opponent, our opponents, to destroy themselves as often and as consistently as possible by making moves that force them into particular plans, particular decision paths, very specific channels, if you will. So this is one of those channels that has occurred, this operation in Brazil, partly to draw out deep state assets, partly to handle corruption. It will also tie back to the Chinese Communist Party. The Brazilian situation will actually be very important for the Western Hemisphere insofar as evidence for this sort of nefarious behavior is concerned. And I think we should all pay very close attention to that as we see this process play out. In other news, if I can use the term, Turkish forces have begun amassing at the southern border of Turkey. They are looking at launching this special military operation of their own essentially imminently. Turkish air forces are flying sorties right now over the border area. We got battlefield reconnaissance going on. We also have some United Kingdom birds, RAF birds, that have been in the vicinity in recent days. I'm not sure if those birds are for our side or if they are for partitions of the UK military that are still loyal to this NWO agenda. Remember that a great deal of this operation, this coordinated military operation around the world, is identifying the deep state assets within their own ranks as well. And so sometimes the only way to do that is to press forward with certain operational objectives and see how your troops respond. And so we have a very interesting situation developing in the Middle East. The Syria war is going to draw in patriots from the Iranian armed forces as well. Turkey and Iran will have some level of interorganizational cooperation established relatively soon, is my understanding. And of course, Erdogan and Putin have already sort of discussed Russian economic backing, excuse me, Russian military backing if necessary. Certainly, industrial backing, helping to supply Turkey with updated, sophisticated weapons of war. And remember, Turkey's armed forces are already very well equipped. So, this should be, I hate to say, a very quick operation, but it is absolutely going to be a fire and fury operation, very similar to how Russia has targeted bioweapon laboratories, deep state CIA assets, Mossad assets, and more within the Ukrainian border. So now we've got a lot going on, folks. excuse me, there's a lot happening. This operation is progressing forward forthwith at the greatest speed possible. It is not lost on command and control at the very top. The public sentiment of we the people around the world. As a matter of fact, we had a Q drop very recently discussing, reminding us to keep our eyes on the prize, keep our minds focused on the mission. Not get carried away in these ancillary details because that is part of, an irregular war. Disinformation is real. It can be extraordinarily useful. It's a wonderful tool for deceiving the enemy, keeping the enemy on their toes. And of course, we understand from President Trump that the United States military and this joint military coalition will not telegraph their moves to anyone. They're not going to telegraph them to the general public because if we're seeing them, so is the enemy. So we do have some, crumbs of truth that we've been able to piece together. We have lots of open source avenues that we can leverage. We have lots of documents, papers, records that we can go back and read and decipher and interpret to the appropriate context. And the appropriate context is a plain text interpretation. And we can see that this operation has been going on for a very long time and is progressing forward very successfully. Maybe one of the bigger updates that I have to share with each of you tonight is the second detainment of Angela Merkel. Angela Merkel was recently targeted by the German military, having completed some of her role as it pertains to this COVID-19 operation, this COVID-19 exposure in governments all, excuse me, all around the world. Angela was first detained in June of 2020. I'm going to show you a video here in just a moment of when that actually occurred. The German military patriots did very much what the United States military patriots did in response to the COVID-19 bioweapon. They insulated the lawful constitution of the German Republic, safeguarding the German people as best they could. And that Angela has now had a re-detainment in recent days. As we are moving through these phases towards these tribunals for next year, I'm not privy to the exact names of who will be on those tribunals. My suspicion is that many European leaders who participated in the COVID crime will be saved for the tribunals, especially ones with the lineage like Angela. Angela goes back to Adolf Hitler. For those out there unaware, Adolf Hitler did not pass in 1945. Adolf Hitler went on to father a couple of different people, actually, and Angela was one of them. She has been taken down by German patriots. I'm not certain what role she may play from here on out, if she will play a role at all from here on out. But this operation is, we have lots of evidence showing us that this operation is well underway and that we're moving rapidly towards that tribunal. Public reveal phase, which is scheduled for next year. So, give me just a moment here. We're going to share my screen. I'm going to show you the initial detainment of Angela. This would be the detainment where she was essentially given the option: you can play ball, do what we say, or we will simply replace you, take a double out with you, and remove you and continue the operation that way. And of course, Angela, like many others, capitulated. Let me pull this up here. Pardon me just a moment. Here we have Miss Merkel being escorted by German police into a police van. Very similar to the Hillary Clinton takedown of 9/11 2016. And the van departs immediately. Folks, I know that it's difficult, especially for those that are coming around fairly recently. Maybe new to this particular movement, to make certain leaps of the consciousness, to make certain leaps of mind. But we need to understand that when COVID-19 was launched upon the world and all of the governments of the world became complicit essentially overnight in that travesty, that was the only justification needed for worldwide martial law to go into effect in the background. The United States. A good example of a country that went into an insulative continuity of government situation well before the lawful president of the United States stepped aside publicly. That particular office was insulated, protected by the United States military in response to the COVID-19 bioweapon. The COVID-19 bioweapon was a weapon of mass destruction. The bioweapon known as the COVID-19 kill shots, vaccines, jabs, whatever you'd like to call them, are also weapons of mass destruction. These governments, many of them were stood down in the background during 2020, immediately in response to this particular worldwide event. Many governments were not, but have since been dealt with. And as we've gone through this process, we have been eradicating the deep state network and the deep state infrastructure simply because they attempted to wage war on humanity and did not account for a coordinated worldwide patriot operation from all countries standing in their way, and then simultaneously losing control of information and the narrative vis-a-vis the most effective digital army ever created, which is all of you. Now, this was an enormous miscalculation by the deep state. It became their undoing. This was the Hail Mary moment, and they didn't get all the way to the end. Right now, we are living out the cleanup phases, and those cleanup phases are not to be dismissed or taken lightly. You know, we have soldiers right now in Europe that are going underground, being mobilized for tunnel destruction beneath the Alps. Those tunnels are still well guarded. They still have deep state assets contained within. They still have valuable information contained within. And it's my understanding that there are also some children that still need to be rescued in that area. And so this is a very long, very deliberate, very patient operation. And we are being asked to shoulder the burden of the optical situation on the surface so that a mass awakening can organically come while the military is simultaneously destroying the physical infrastructure, the physical capabilities of this opponent that we all know as the deep state. This is an enormous coordinated situation to be a part of. And I, for one, am extraordinarily grateful to know just the extent of what we are living. We are living some of the most incredible history that will ever be written. We are living the most amazing time. And so stop and appreciate that for a moment. I know that things are very difficult, and you know, war is war, and there are losses, and there is suffering, and there is you know, casualties and things like that. And those are not to be taken lightly either. But to appreciate that we are liberating the earth gives us some pause, reminds us of that perspective, and sort of encourages us knowing that we're part of a greater whole, that things really are not as they seem, that we are in fact living in large part a scripted continuity of government movie here, both in the United States of America and around the world, and that many of these worldwide governments have already been stood down, have already been contacted by their militaries and been told that they can cooperate or they cannot cooperate, but that this operation proceeds forward no matter what. Just today, we had an Australian command and control bird up over the U.S. state of Hawaii. We also had a U.S. airframe, looked like maybe a fighter jet or a trainer of some sort, up over the central USA with the call sign Shoot 44. You know, we are just obliterating them at all levels of society. We are identifying their cells, tracking them down. We're identifying combatants in all areas, tracking them down. We have reconnaissance birds up almost all of the time, 24 hours a day, gathering intel, important information, identities, whereabouts, these sorts of things. And we are backtracing all of the deep state strongholds, if you will, back to their original source. We're also doing so, you know, as this operation proceeds, we're also doing that in other areas of society, not simply military physical combatants, but also in business and finance, also in law, also in healthcare. We are also in the election situation. Where do the funds come from? How are the systems being taken control of in each country? Where is it originating from? And we're backtracing this. Anons know a great deal of where that goes, but we're backtracing this for the public to see what the Anons have already figured out, what patriots out there who are awake have already figured out. That is the difficult mantle that you have been charged with by the Almighty, to carry the torch of knowledge before the torch of knowledge is a roaring flame. That point is coming. We have things like the Elon Musk dumps, the ratcheted up rhetoric from 45. We know that the tribunals are coming next year. And so I think we should expect a very fun winter season moving into January of next year. I think we should expect a very eventful time around Christmas this year. And I think we should expect good things to come. You know, a lot of us are still struggling with some of that programming. a lot of us out there, even patriots, are still struggling with understanding why it has to be this way. And we've had some cracks, some divisions, and some uncertainty within the ranks. That particular uncertainty has been significant enough in recent weeks for the Q operation, the Q Alliance, to actually address it publicly in a Q drop. So I'm here to remind everyone, just as I remind myself, this is part of a greater whole. Irrespective of your lens on certain ancillary issues like the nature of our earth or the nature of our, loving God and our source creator, the nature of our spirit, irrespective of differing beliefs and opinions and viewpoints on those areas, this mission is about reclaiming our birthright as humanity. This mission is about reclaiming our earth in the image and likeness of its creator. This mission is about saving the children and returning those little ones to God, bringing them to the surface, giving them life, giving them a chance at life. And above all else, this mission is about restoring goodness and eradicating evil in this world. And so all of us have those opinions. All of us can agree on those issues, and it's important to remember to focus on those issues as they are your source of strength, or one of your sources of strength, I should say. It reminds us that we are a unified body. It reminds us that we are not divided in nature, and that primarily our beliefs, our true values are the same. It reminds us that we are one, we the people around the world. We are not simply Americans, Brazilians, Australians, Czechs, Republicans or Democrats, conservatives, Labor Party. We can label ourselves all day, and the cabal has done a very good job at driving home how labels can be effectively used to, divide and control our consciousness. But at the end of the day, we are one people under the God of this world, what I believe to be the true God of this world, our, the Almighty. And we are here to care for this earth, and we are here to care for these kids, and we are here to live in peace and freedom and unity with one another. And that is where we are headed, and that is where we have to maintain our focus. So for all of those out there that are upset about different things, for the trolls out there that have made very good attempts at guessing my identity, but so far have still remained incorrect, we're doing all of this for you as well. This operation is about liberating the consciousness of mankind so that we can see things clearly, so that we can take the blinders off to the realities that we've been taught and unlearn the lies so that we can relearn, or in some cases, learn for the first time, the truth about our world, our nature, ourselves, and each other. So trust the plan. One by one, they're falling. We have fantastic comms going on right now, back and forth from 45, from Scavino, from Melania, and others. Elon Musk has been a treasure trove of sort of alerting us to where we are situationally, as well as breaking apart that MKUltra programming for the left and center left political spectrum here in the United States. This operation is succeeding. The plan is working. We just have to continue to hold on. We have to brace ourselves. We are called to be digital soldiers for a reason, and it is not an easy job. Being a part of the digital army is carrying a level of awareness that is difficult to stomach, especially when we observe the things still going on publicly, many of us in our personal lives and our personal spheres, and affecting those people that we love. And unfortunately, that is part of this. And I believe that we will have clarity, unity, and above all, love and understanding before all of this is over. So I'm here to tell each of you, keep the faith, be of good courage, stay with it. We are very nearly there, if I can use the term. We're moving right along, and nothing can stop what is coming. They're falling one by one, and eventually the house of cards has to completely crumble down. So I hope that that allays some concerns for everyone. I certainly hope that it reminds you or comforts you in some way that, the Patriots are in control, and that this situation we're living was planned to be many magnitudes worse, and we have done our level best at all avenues to control casualties, control losses, mitigate damage. But war is again war, and we are winning this war. So, everyone, I hope you have a wonderful night. It's been great to be with you again. I love each of you, even the trolls out there. And I'm here to tell you that it's all under control. President Trump looks more secure and happier and more confident than ever. And so I think that it's worth trusting the man who has been proven right about a great many things in the last few years. And it's worth trusting this operation and the military alliance that's backing both him and many other lawful world leaders. So be of good courage, be of a strong heart. Go to bed tonight knowing that things are okay. And that when we're in the spiritual storm, if you will, we have to slow ourselves down and focus on that inward light, focus on that connection to the Almighty, find that place of perfect peace. Isaiah tells us that thou will keep him in perfect peace if thy mind is stayed on thee. And so that means to focus your mind and heart on where it belongs, focus your spirit on where you came from, and sink into that very powerful place of contentment and understanding and peacefulness, knowing that this is all handled and we will have our vindication all in good time. Thank you very much, everyone. And I look to be back with you very much again soon. This is SGNON. Thanks. Bye-bye.